Sermon 28. The Resurrection of Jesus Christ. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 12 through 19. Now if Christ is preached that he has been raised from the dead, how do some among you say that there is no resurrection of the dead? But if there is no resurrection of the dead, then Christ is not risen. And if Christ is not risen, then our preaching is empty, and your faith is also empty. Yes, and we are found false witnesses of God, because we have testified of God that he raised up Christ, whom he did not raise up, if in fact the dead do not rise. For if the dead do not rise, then Christ is not risen. And if Christ is not risen, your faith is futile. You are still in your sins. Then also those who have fallen asleep in Christ have perished. If in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are of all men the most pitiable. We must believe that there is a resurrection, not the ritual of resurrection. This coming Sunday is Resurrection Sunday on the church calendar. We sometimes share food on Resurrection Sunday, but we do not perform any special rituals other than the Holy Communion and Christmas. Usually, generally, when the week of Lent comes, it is called the Passion Week of Jesus, so they recommend temperance, such as eating only one meal a day and not watching television during that week. Although we do not keep the rituals, I hope we know the contents and live by faith. Looking at the words of 1 Corinthians chapter 15, it says, "For I delivered to you first of all that which I also received, that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures, and that he was seen by Cephas." 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 3 through 5. Jesus Christ came to this earth according to the words of the Bible, had the sins of the world transferred to him through the baptism he received from John, went to the cross to receive the judgment of that sin, and by resurrecting from death, became the one who gave new life to those who believe. Because the Apostle Paul preached like this, the brothers and sisters of the Corinthian church came to believe in the resurrection and salvation of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ resurrected from death. Jesus Christ lived again 3 days after he died, and while testifying to the resurrection for about 40 days, he went up to heaven while the disciples were watching. The Lord personally testified to many people and disciples of that time that he resurrected from death, and according to the words of the Bible, he went up into the air in front of over 500 brothers watching. Let us look at the words from Acts chapter 1, verse 6. Therefore, when they had come together, they asked him, saying, "Lord, will you at this time restore the kingdom to Israel?" And he said to them, "It is not for you to know times or seasons which the Father has put in his own authority. But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you. And you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem, and in all Judea and Samaria, and to the end of the earth." Now when he had spoken these things, while they watched, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. And while they looked steadfastly toward heaven as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel, who also said, "Men of Galilee, why do you stand gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus who was taken up from you into heaven will so come in like manner as you saw him go into heaven." Acts chapter 1, verses 6 through 11. Jesus went up to heaven in front of the disciples watching, in front of the people of Galilee watching. As recorded in the Bible, Jesus resurrected from death and went up into the air. It is said that Elijah also went up riding a chariot of fire, and Enoch was taken away without seeing death. Do you and I believe in the death and resurrection of Jesus? Do you and I believe that we will live again from death? I believe that the death of Jesus Christ is our death, and his resurrection is our resurrection. The Apostle Paul speaks of the resurrection of Jesus because we believe in the baptism of Jesus Christ and his death and resurrection. If there is no resurrection from Jesus' death, our faith now also becomes in vain. Looking at the words read today, it says, "Now if Christ is preached that he has been raised from the dead, how do some among you say that there is no resurrection of the dead? But if there is no resurrection of the dead, then Christ is not risen." 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 12 through 13. In this Corinthian church, there were those who said there is no resurrection from death. Regarding that part, the Apostle Paul says that if Christ does not live again from death, our faith is also in vain. Jesus borrowed the body of Mary and came to this earth as the Savior to save us from the sins of the world. And Jesus Christ had the sins of the world transferred to him through the baptism he received from John, hung on the cross, received the judgment of sin, and resurrected from death. It means the Lord took charge of our sins through the baptism he received from John, was crucified, bled, and died, and by resurrecting, saved the believers from their sins and judgment. Jesus Christ took on all the sins of the world through the baptism he received from John the Baptist, suffered the judgment of sin on the cross, and resurrected from death. It is saying that if the Lord had not lived again from death, our faith would also end up becoming in vain. What we must know is that at that time we became dead together with Jesus Christ, and together with his resurrection, we also live again from death. It means that if there is no resurrection from death for us now, even though we believed in Jesus as the Savior, there is no benefit at all. It means that we had no choice but to die because of our sins, but Jesus received baptism from John, had the sins of the world transferred to him, hung on the cross, and was killed shedding blood to receive the judgment of sin, and by resurrecting from death, gave new life to us who believe now. The Apostle Paul says, "For if the dead do not rise, then Christ is not risen. And if Christ is not risen, your faith is futile, you are still in your sins. Then also those who have fallen asleep in Christ have perished." If in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are of all men the most pitiable. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 16 through 19. If Jesus Christ had not received baptism from John, had the sins of the world transferred to him, received the judgment of sin on the cross, and resurrected from death to save us now, there would have been no people as pitiable as us now. Therefore, Jesus Christ's resurrection from death has given new life to us who believe. Jesus Christ resurrected from death. Because of that, by the faith of believing in Jesus Christ as the Savior, we have become those who receive blessings together with Jesus Christ. When I think about it again, I wonder what man is that the Lord thinks of them and loves them. By the faith that believes Jesus, who received baptism from John, became our Savior in our hearts, we became those who could be saved from sin and resurrect from death. God has become a God of love to us. For those who had no choice but to fall into sin and die by receiving the temptation of Satan the devil, Jesus Christ took charge of the sins of the world through the baptism he received from John, hung on the cross, resurrected from death, and became the Lord who gave new life to us who believe. We give thanks to our Lord. The only one who died and lived again is Jesus Christ. Even now, numerous religious people are waiting beside the tombs of their founders, believing that they will live again. The tomb of the founder of Taegukdo is in Busan, and it was said that even though the founder died, people believe he is one who will live again in 3 days. When the founder of Cheonbuk-yo died, they also waited 3 days in front of his tomb, saying he would live again in 3 days. However, until now, the only one in this world who died and lived again is Jesus Christ. If God has taken a human life away, there is no one who will return again. Jesus Christ shouldered the sins of the world through the baptism he received from John, was crucified on the cross, resurrected from death, and gave the hope of new life to those who believe in Jesus. It was said that a Roman soldier who lived in the era of the Roman Empire pierced Jesus' side with his spear to confirm Jesus' death on the cross. It is said that when a person loses their life, the blood that had been circulating inside the body until then, and the body's electrolytes, are divided into two. It is said that when Jesus was pierced by the spear of the Roman soldier, water and blood poured out from his side. Therefore, it means that it became even clearer that Jesus resurrected from death. Jesus resurrected from death and spoke to Thomas. Reach your finger here and look at my hands, and reach your hand here and put it into my side. Do not be unbelieving, but believing. John chapter 20, verse 27. So it is recorded that Thomas put his hand into Jesus' side and became a believer. A person who has received the washing of sins in their heart can believe that Jesus resurrected from death. The reason it is believed by us that Jesus received baptism from John, died on the cross, and resurrected from that death is because the Holy Spirit is in our hearts. Believing the fact that he resurrected again from Jesus' death and will come again to this world as the Lord of the second coming is the evidence that the Lord is alive in your hearts. The order of resurrection: first fruits Jesus, second to the born again, third to all mankind. But now Christ is risen from the dead and has become the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. For since by man came death, by man also came the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ all shall be made alive. But each one in his own order: Christ the firstfruits, afterward those who are Christ's at his coming. Then comes the end, when he delivers the kingdom to God the Father, when he puts an end to all rule and all authority and power. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 20 through 24. Who is the first fruit of the resurrection? It is Jesus Christ. Who are the ones who will participate in the second resurrection? They are exactly the ones who are born again by believing the gospel word of the water and the Spirit. We, who are the ones who have received the removal of sins in our hearts by believing that Jesus received baptism from John, had the sins of the world transferred to him, hung on the cross, was killed, and resurrected, are the ones who belong to him when Christ comes. Jesus Christ comes to this earth as the Lord of the second coming. The Lord of the first coming was the one who came to save us from the sins of the world, and those who are born again by believing in the Lord, who received baptism from John, shouldered the sins of the world, was killed on the cross, and resurrected, will participate in the place of blessing of the new life that the Lord gives. At that time, the people who are alive will not taste their own death, but will be transformed and raptured. The third resurrection is the resurrection to receive judgment. Those who were born as humans in this world and died as sinners will all live again. It is that God resurrects them from death to make them receive the final judgment of sin. He resurrects them again from death to make them participate in the fire of the second death. To summarize, the first fruit of the resurrection is Jesus Christ. The second are those who receive the blotting out of sins by believing the gospel word of the water and the Spirit, and participate in the Lord's resurrection. And the third is that those who could not get their sins resolved resurrect and live again. How does your heart feel since it is said that we resurrect from death? There is the hope of resurrection. People fear death, but since it is said that we obtain resurrection from death and live again, death is not that fearful. In the time of the early church, those who were saved by believing in Jesus Christ as their Savior were not afraid of martyrdom, because they believed that there is a resurrection. Because there is resurrection from death, they could boldly face martyrdom. They are the ones who could suffer martyrdom while praising the Lord who resurrected from death. However, those who have not received the removal of their sins will also live again from death. Their resurrection is the resurrection of judgment, to receive the judgment of sin eternally. That is God's righteous judgment of sin. Since there is a body of flesh, there is a spiritual body. Then, what kind of form do the people who have come back to life put on? Let us look at 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 35 to 38. But someone will say, "How are the dead raised up, and with what body do they come?" Foolish one, what you sow is not made alive unless it dies. And what you sow, you do not sow that body that shall be, but mere grain, perhaps wheat or some other grain. But God gives it a body as He pleases, and to each seed its own body. It means that when a seed is sown, does it not put on its form according to the seed and come back to life? There are also celestial bodies and terrestrial bodies, but the glory of the celestial is one, and the glory of the terrestrial is another. There is one glory of the sun, another glory of the moon, and another glory of the stars. For one star differs from another star in glory. So also is the resurrection of the dead. The body is sown in corruption, it is raised in incorruption. It is sown in dishonor, it is raised in glory. It is sown in weakness, it is raised in power. It is sown a natural body, it is raised a spiritual body. There is a natural body, and there is a spiritual body. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 40 through 44. The resurrection from death of a born-again person is the resurrection of heavenly glory. As a child of God, in the status of God's offspring, one puts on the body of resurrection as a participant in divine glory. Simply speaking, it is becoming like Jesus Christ. It means coming back to life as such a person who becomes exactly like the divine nature and possesses divine power. And the sinners who lived on this earth resurrect again. And it means that such people put on the form of resurrection in order to receive the judgment of their own sins. It means they are brought back to life as those who do not die, even when thrown into the unquenchable fire, but must fully bear that agony. As we live on this earth, we serve the Lord with our flesh. Now we take the perishable things on this earth and offer them before God to preach this precious gospel, and it means that when we are brought back to life, we are rewarded with the imperishable, glorious things. At the last trumpet, we will all suddenly be changed. The first man was of the earth, made of dust. The second man is the Lord from heaven. As was the man of dust, so also are those who are made of dust. And as is the heavenly man, so also are those who are heavenly. And as we have borne the image of the man of dust, we shall also bear the image of the heavenly man. Now this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, nor does corruption inherit incorruption. Behold, I tell you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. For the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruptible has put on incorruption, and this mortal has put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, Death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is your sting? O Hades, where is your victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 47 through 57. The resurrection of Jesus Christ is the resurrection of power that completely eliminated the authority of Satan the devil. Because Jesus was baptized by John, had the sins of the world transferred to him, was crucified, and resurrected from death, he trampled the head of the sin and death of mankind. He became the one who eliminated judgment. However, those who do not believe in Jesus Christ must know that the resurrection of Jesus Christ is their own judgment. To those who have not yet been born again from their own sins, the resurrection of Jesus Christ is a great curse. Because Jesus Christ resurrected from death, he also became the one who prepared the judgment of sin. Live with hope while giving thanks to the Lord. Why did Jesus receive baptism from John, get crucified to death, and resurrect in order to save you from the sins of the world? Our Lord is the one who knows all the attributes of our sins. He personally bore those sins in his own body, and by resurrecting from death, he became the Lord of resurrection who saved us who believe. We must become those who accept and believe in this Lord as the Savior, becoming those who do not receive the second judgment of sin. Jesus Christ is the God who is full of love, merciful, slow to anger, benevolent, and glorious. If you receive the elimination of sins through pure believing faith, you must be thankful that he became the Lord of love. Everyone, after receiving the elimination of sins, do not resent. If you had not received the elimination of sins, what would have happened? Let us live giving thanks by faith. The Lord has become the Lord of resurrection, who has come back to life inside our hearts. Let us become those who are born again by believing in the Lord, who came by the gospel of the water and the Spirit. Now let us not look only at the perishable things of this world, but live by believing in the imperishable resurrection. Let us invest everything we have on this earth into the work of preaching the gospel that allows people to obtain the elimination of sins and eternal life. Just as Jesus Christ came back to life with a spiritual body, let us become matchmakers who cause people to participate in the faith of putting on that body of resurrection. Let us live harboring the hope of resurrection in our hearts while preaching the gospel of the water and the Spirit on this earth.